really fast. But if at the end of the season our sand is looking pretty good still, that would mean our roughing filters top end are working well. And we could maybe look then at, instead of replacing the entire water treatment plant, look at improving what we currently have and possibly avoiding having, unless DEC walks in and says, we want to give you a new plant, great, bring it on. But if they don't, and they walk in and say, we'll give you half the money or less, and whatever that cutoff is for us, for a community, it might allow us to have a real viable option and have some good data behind it. So I like the idea of replacing some of the sand, whether it's one or two. I asked Amber at the break, a rough cost breakdown for one filter, and just the sand delivered Wrangell was $200,000. So that doesn't include extraction of the old sand, which is not a hazmat job, was my understanding, and the insertion of the new sand, which is a hazmat outside job. So it sounds like for $250,000, we could do one filter. So if we do two, there is some economy of scale there, because we already have these guys coming to replace that sand that we don't have to hire on, at an ad hoc level.
You keep saying coming. The people that do the did the hazmat in the existing plant live in Wrangell.
Oh.
Andy Hoyt was one of them. In fact, I think he was a foreman on the job. And there's others here that are hazmat trained. So, you know, it's not like we have to go out and, probably won't have to go out and hire people special for that, except the ones that are living here.
So, yes. To wrap up this discussion, I propose that we wait 2 weeks for our next regular assembly meeting. We'll know by then, I think, have a better idea if the troubleshooting efforts have realized in some progress, and then be prepared to make a decision then. I think it would be prudent to wait 2 more weeks and see how everything's progressing.
Does anybody have any more questions for Lee? Thank you. You can sit down. Okay.
I have another question for Amber, if that's the proposal. Amber, if we wait 2 weeks to go through and do more experimenting with dredging, will we move ourselves outside of a prudent time frame for getting sand into the filters?
We will be further delayed. We're not going to wait 2 weeks, though, to continue with the, it's not dredging, it's plunging now, it's scouring. We're going to move forward with that regardless. But yes, I mean, 2 weeks waiting, if you're going to decide to replace sand, is 2 weeks, 2 weeks beyond what they projected at this point.
Thank you. That's good. I just want to finish up with that I have some real concerns that if we get this wrong, we are going to severely impact this community's economic situation. And if we cannot provide water to our plants and to our marine service yard, the cost will be probably incalculable in some ways, because if Trident moves over operations to somewhere else, that is going to impact every facet of our community. We'll have lots of water, but we won't have any fish tax. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm willing. I don't want to take that chance.
Agree 100%. I mean, I know 2 weeks doesn't sound like much, but at this period, 2 weeks is too long to wait. And quite frankly, I don't think, I'm not willing to, how do I put this? I think we're going to know much more in 2 weeks. I mean, we're going to be plunging, and it's like an eyeball look at what does the sand kind of look like after it's resettled. That's not going to tell us much. We really are not going to, know much more, I don't think, in 2 weeks. I think waiting is, if it's 4 weeks out, I mean, so 2 weeks from now is April 25th. 4 weeks out from that is May 25th. Takes another 4 weeks to put the sand in. That's literally, I think the day that the plant's going to start operating, what, June 25th?
22nd.
June 22nd. So that's without a hitch. And I cannot, from everything that we've been presented, I think it's too risky to wait. There's not anything solid enough to hang my hat on.
You guys do know that, you know, by replacing two filters, does it mean that it's going to, are we going to be, we still have to clean the other two filters.
Right.
We're still going to have to do all that work anyways. But also, we have to do that no matter what.
Right.
Is that correct? Okay, so.
We are going to have, if we did two filters, by Amber's account, we would have a 50% increase in the production of water. Is that correct? You said roughly 25%?
No.
No, sorry, what was it? What is it that you said?
Two filters would be 50%.
Well, you would be replacing 50% of your sand, but
you're not going to increase the production by 50%.
No.
Okay, help me to understand that last part. Why would we not, if we are at decreased production in those two filters currently, let's say we're down to 20% of what we normally can move through there, and you go to 100%, tell me how we get less product, or not a sizable gain in production.
I can't give you those percentages, though.
I understand, but even just working off the top of my head, if we put brand new sand in and it's top of the line and we now have zero particulates holding water up moving through that sand, we have a massive improvement from what we currently have.
Your flow of water. I can't tell you by what percent.
Okay.
Then those filters are going to have to be cleaned on a regular basis.
But simultaneously we are improving. I think we have we have to authorize the purchase immediately of the self-cleaning roughing filters on the top end to decrease the amount of stuff coming in to the filters.
Right.
It's a twofold thing.
Amber, why don't you ask our engineers what their estimate is that it would increase the flow? What percentage of flow increase would happen per filter?
I'll ask them. I don't know that they'll be able to give us that answer either, though.
Okay.
But I will ask.
What I'm afraid of is we're producing 50% and New is only going to produce 75%. They've never produced 100%. They've never worked completely. Correct?
I believe that's correct.
And so you might gain 10 or 20% out of the new sands, and you're going to gain that out of just two filters. So I think in the net scheme of things, you're only going to be gaining maybe 10% flow,
well,
10 or 20% flow.
I think we're talking about different numbers, right? So, Mark, there was what the original plant was rated at, and we never, ever met that. But what we did have when we had the initial new plant with new sand, we could get back to part of that, right? So now we're not going to, if we're replacing half of the sand, we're not going to get totally to that. But if you've got new roughing filters and new sand, you're going to get back to where you started 18 years ago.
Well, it doesn't quite work that way. So the plant is designed to produce so many gallons per minute or day. We can produce that. It's just, it puts a lot of load, based on how dirty the water is, there's a lot of load on that sand filter, and so the time it takes to come to a head is faster than it would normally be, right, because the flow is slowed down because of the sand's clogging, right, so we're still able to produce what the plant's designed to do. It actually, we can produce a little bit more than it was designed. It all depends on, though, how much water is being called for out of the treatment plant or out of the storage tank. It's being called for faster than we can actually make it. Right, so
that's the target we're not
right,
making.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we're all talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. When you take it filtered down, you're now running three filters. Well, you're cleaning one filter, you're running three. You decrease your capacity in filtering water through. Then you're taking and you're back flushing that filter, and you're losing all that pre-treated water through every back flush. So we can say, probably fairly safely, that we would gain that amount just in replacing the sand, because we won't have to do the same amount of cleaning, because we have, I mean, my guess is the sand is just loaded with particulate, and you're only scratching 8 inches of the surface. The rest is years of that plugging. So we have to, I mean, there has to be a marked improvement if we replace sand. Have you talked to Joe Smith?
I haven't.
I'd recommend giving him a call. He ran the plant from the time it was brand new to, I think he was there 8 years or something, wasn't he? 7 years.
Oh.
How long was Joe there?
I don't know. I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Just in talking with the staff who were there when the plant came online, they've indicated that, you know, even in the early stage when the sand was new, they were drawing that water off and having to clean the sand. Once every week or two. In the winters, if we aren't producing a lot of water or sending out a lot of water for the demand, generally we've been able to get about 2 weeks. In the summer, we're down to about once a week.
Well, my concern is if we're only talking about a 10% improvement, as Assemblymember Mitchell's putting forward, then we cannot, I mean, we just can't produce water. I mean, if that's the best that we can do up there, and I don't remember, I was here when that plant was brought online and we had plants running here. I don't remember hearing about or being told that we were having production problems. We have had droughts over the years, and I remember those, but I certainly don't remember production problems like we had last summer. I may have just been immune to it, but I don't remember it.
From the communication that I found in our records, they've been having problems producing water in the summer, especially, for years. I don't know what's doing the public, but it's not a new problem. Now, has it increased over time? Probably. But I don't have that data.
So then you're suggesting that it wouldn't be a viable thing or an improvement to replace that sand?
I'm not suggesting that.
Okay.
No. I think that if you replace the sand, you would get better flow through there. I can't tell you how much better.
How big of a risk is the actual roughing filter design? Because we're not sure of that yet, right? And we haven't tried that out. How big of a risk is that? Could you have said that that's not tried and true and it's not 100%?
Well, the initial option was not tried and true.
Okay.
But the filters that we're looking at, those are used in the industry. They are tried and true. That's why we've moved away from this high cost. We think we'll gain a little bit of improvement to a little bit higher cost, but these are used in the industry and they work.
Okay. So there's you don't believe there's going to be a risk with buying
them? I don't think so. No. The engineers don't this either. They said that these will work for your purposes.
And I'm looking at our manager's recommendations. Do you, after all of our discussion and angst over this situation, do you still recommend that we not purchase sand until we do a little bit more troubleshooting, or have you changed your mind?
I have not changed my mind.
Okay. Because I'm almost prepared to make a motion, but I don't. Are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. Do you want to do yours?
Going back to a point Steve made, sometimes you can save a penny and lose dollars. And if we leave those fish tacks again, that plant's going to leave.
Oh, I don't want anybody to leave.
Those boats go faster. Those boats are going to leave, and we've lost all that fish tacks. And we've spent whatever we spend on sand. I don't know how much fish tacks we get in a year's time, but I think over the course of a few years, we'd lose substantially more than that sand would cost. That's my opinion.
Do you want to go ahead and make it?
Mark, give something else.
Well, guys, if I knew that replacing those sands was going to eliminate the problem, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I don't know that. I am in question of that. Carol doesn't know that. Amber doesn't know that. They're telling you they don't know the percentage of increase, and I'm not willing to drop a million bucks or even a half a million dollars on an experiment to see if this is going to work.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
I believe Amber said that the engineer, when they're talking about options for cleaning the sand, he said, I don't know, why don't you get more sand? That will work.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion. And this is rough, so I apologize. I move to authorize the city manager to immediately purchase the self-cleaning roughing filters for the water plant, and as well to purchase new sand for one filter to be ordered and delivered, installed as per requirements.
Second.
And then I'll amend the motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your amendment?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to amend the motion to say that the funds come from the unrestricted and restricted water funds.
Do you need a second?
Yeah.
A second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I think... Mr. Barron,
yes, go ahead.
I think we should wait. I think that we should.
You do too.
I with Mark. I think we should wait here for one. Okay, I've got a hold of Joe, and he was here when the plant went online, so he knows what happened. He's basically our person that we need to talk to. And I agree with everything that's going on here. I want to buy the sand. I don't want to buy the sand. Okay, so. Becky, so you know what? We have engineers out there. I'm sorry, Carol and Amber, you guys aren't engineers. You guys are taking guesses too. And everybody's guessing here. As far as I'm concerned, I would like to talk to Joe. I would like to ask him what those filters did, how long did it take to clean them? I mean, if he says, oh, well, right off the bat, we were cleaning these filters every week. Well, then we're replacing the sand, we're kind of in trouble here. Okay, so, the way I look at it, you guys say in 2 weeks, I don't want 2 weeks. I want a couple days, okay? In a couple days, we find out what someone's got to know how this plant did 18 years ago and 5 years afterwards. There's got to be data somewhere that shows us this stuff. I mean, there has to be. You can't tell me we had a plant for 18 years and nobody's got any data on it. That's crazy to me. Okay, so... And you know what? Maybe Joe might say, well, I don't know. Look at the data. Well, then someone find the data for us and let's find out what happened. And I mean, I get a couple of days is not going to make a big difference on spending $500,000. That's the way I look at it. And if the engineers are going, replacing two filters ain't going to do it, then we're deciding we're going to spend $1 million to make it work. And we already know it didn't work in the first place.
It did work at some level in the first place. To say it didn't work in the first place would mean we'd have no fish plants here and we would have been in a chronic state of crisis. So I don't buy that argument. Secondly, even if we have any kind of improvement that prevents us having to throttle water to our plants this summer, that is a good thing. And you know, just going back to talk to Amber, Ray said to me, if we can't get water, we're out of here. And the decision to operate Trident this summer has not been made. So,
okay, so
that's it for me. That's a fairly dire warning. I think that given the engineer's recommendations of roughing filters this style, I'm comfortable with that. And that by replacing the sand, we have fresh sand in at least one of the units. Even if it takes off some of the burden of cleaning that unit as much as we currently have to, because we will have increased capacity to load up those units, that unit, it's one filter we're talking about, that is going to improve production at some level. It has to. So I think it's a small measure of insurance towards being able to provide water to the plant. It's not $1 million. It's still a sizable sum of money, don't get me wrong, but it seems like everything to do with this thing is a sizable sum of money. So that's my feeling on it.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not contradicting what you're saying. I'm not trying to contradict myself either. I don't agree with one filter. I'm sorry. If you're going to do it, do it halfway, because it's the only way you're going to make it where you're going to increase this. If you do one filter, I just don't see it. I don't see the production happening. I just don't. One filter is tough. I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's not enough data here to make a really good informed decision.
But there's, Mr. Mayor, there's not enough data to make any decision.
Yeah, I know.
There's
that.
Just not enough. We just don't have, nobody, Amber's not going to commit and say it will produce X amount of gallons of water. She can't. She doesn't know the answer. The engineers, doesn't sound like they're going to sign off on anything. So we have to, it's coming down to us to make a decision. And I'm saying, on a prudent side, I'd like to have a little bit of insurance to have one filter that's brand new and producing. That's whether it's one or two, I could move up to two if that was an amendment, but I also am trying to also be somewhat careful with our money as well.
What, Mr. Mayor? My problem is, okay, so replacing one filter. What is it going to cost to replace two filters? Here's the thing. So you replace one filter, it's going to cost us $100,000. This is numbers, I know it's not right. It's going to cost $100,000. You're going to get people here, you're going to have the sand. I know what you're saying about people here. We don't know that they're around it. They've still got all their credentials. We still might have to have people come up here and do it. Okay? We don't even know that yet. Right? Okay, so if they're not, if we have to have someone come up here and do it, I don't think one filter is feasible. I mean, we need some also numbers for that. So
we do have numbers for the filter replacement, correct? You just
for one filter, what's it going to cost?
She did give us okay. Capital cost $150,000 to $180,000.
That's for the roughing filter.
For the roughing filter.
Go ahead.
We're estimating to replace all four sand filter bays at right around $1 million, including sand material and labor to do the work.
Okay.
So you can do a proportionate amount of that depending on how many bays you want to do.
Okay, so Lee, please. Like that.
Come on down.
So in those two funds that we have, how much money is there to do this?
So, as I said before, the estimated unrestricted kind of reserves that the water fund has for normal operations, I think, would be less than $300,000 coming June 30. The amount of money that's currently invested in two time deposits, set up for the purpose of that BDC loan that was mentioned, there's a $90,000 invested that matures in a year. And it'll come due right around the time that loan payment's due. And then there's $550,000 approximately that is going to come to maturity a year after that, also in the time deposit. So you would have to execute an early withdrawal from a CD and the associated penalty of doing that. And then that would apparently afford you the sand to replace two filters.
Because we approximately have $920,000 available, and if we replace two filters, we're talking $500,000.
Plus the roughing filter.
So you could do it with the funds that we have available without going into our general fund.
If you spent the unrestricted reserve down to about $100,000.
Okay. Which would cover the $90,000 you got coming up.
For one year.
Okay.
And then you'd be down to $10,000.
Okay.
Unless you raise the rates correspondingly to cover the debt service cost that you no longer can pay from your own cash. So it would, in theory, require the early withdrawal of a $550,000 CD to cover the cost of replacing sand for two filters, and then you would have to take the cost for the roughing filter from the remaining funds in the water fund. be spending it down to a very low amount by the end of the fiscal year.
Why would we not, for the $90,000 CD, if there's a penalty on that, why would we incur a penalty and not do a transfer between the general and this fund until that CD matures so we don't take the penalty? Is there
the penalty is probably about 180 to 365 days worth of interest. And the interest rate on those CDs are approximately 0.17%.
Let's go with that first option.
Okay. I wasn't going to advertise that, but it's about it would be about $1,000 in penalty to withdraw.
Okay, thank you.
But actually, that would be cheaper probably than the increase in the amount of inflation for the sand. The sand would probably cost more next year than that CD penalty. Go ahead.
And so if we, I mean, at a minimum, we would need to cover a $90,000 payment for the next 3-4 years. And then try to also replenish our unrestricted reserves.
Yes.
And so I think you said a 5% increase to just across the board to users, consumers, would be about $25,000 or so.
Yeah.
So you're talking, you know, we'd need it at a minimum a 20% increase really to cover the $90,000 loan payment.
I think it would probably be a little closer to a 15% increase to revenue to cover that amount.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That would
but
be
that's just covering the loan. That's not putting anything more in back in reserves.
That's right. And it's not covering the cost of upcoming debt service for the ozone generator loan or the loan that we'll be using to replace critical names that we have a grant for but have to match.
Okay.
So there are those additional costs that are new as well. And additional O&M costs for the roughing filter, which I believe was, you know, under $12,000 to $15,000, if I remember correctly. So,
this is kind of unprecedented, but I kind of want to ask the person in the audience that's here from Trident if they would rather have water or increased rates. Which would they choose?
I don't... Well, that's a fair...
Go ahead.
It's a fair question, but it's sort of... Would you rather be hit over the head with a brick or shot in the chest with a shotgun? You know, I it's kind of an interesting question. I bet he doesn't want...
Ms. Barron, when we talk about rates and stuff, the only thing I see is that I don't think that we should be, and I don't care if it's a harbor or the plants or I don't care where it is, we should be at least breaking even there. You can't lose money on
sorry,
it.
Mr. Merrick, point of order, we've got a motion on the table. And we should be discussing the motion. If we branch off, we're going to be here all night.
Exactly right. Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion?
First motion or second motion?
The amended motion.
The amended motion. Which, remind me again.
That's where the money comes from. The only hesitation I have on voting is I don't have facts in front of me, and I kind of operate on facts, and I want it. It's like trying to corral Jell-O. I don't really know what the bottom figure is, and that's why I'm hesitating about voting on this. I almost wish we could call a meeting next week where we'd have firmer prices. And I know that's a 5-day delay or 7-day delay, but I'd rather know firmly what we're voting on.
At some point, we're going to have to bite the bullet and do something.
Yeah, we're going to have to vote. So we've got to. So I guess we vote on the amendment, Mr. Mayor.
Now, you realize the amendment is for one filter, is that correct?
No. No, the first amendment was for where the money comes from, correct?
There's only one amendment on the floor. It's
Original motion was for.
The original motion, and Steve, I think, has it written down.
Yeah.
But Yeah, the amendment needs to be voted on first.
But the original motion was for the roughing authorization, immediate purchase of the roughing filters, and the procurement of sand to replace sand in one of the sand filters.
Okay, but the amendment that we have to vote on at this time is for the source of the funds.
Just for clarification, one roughing filter, self-cleaning roughing filter, or are you doing how many roughing filters?
Whatever it takes. I mean, there was a price put forward that my guess is it's an in-series, an inline series of roughing filters. That's a package.
Okay.
So we had in our thing, whatever it said there, that's what we would want, whatever your recommendation from the engineers is.
Correct.
Okay. But right now, what we're under discussion is the source of the funds.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I needed that clarification.
Any further discussion on that? Poll vote, please.
Okay, on the amendment, Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, the original motion that was for the roughing filters and the sand replacement in one of the filters, sand filters. Are we done with discussion on that, I hope? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
No.
Mitchell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Well, I took care of that. Item 14, attorney's file, there is none. Item 15, we have two items of discussion under executive session. 15A, discuss with the borough attorney the city's options regarding the disposal of borough property and the proposed draft agreement as revised and submitted by the borough. Item 15B, selection and discussing the offer for a new borough manager.
I move that pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session with the interim borough manager and borough attorney to discuss matters, excuse me, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically the city's the options regarding the disposal of borough property and the draft agreement as revised and submitted by the borough.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And I would suggest recessing and then coming back out for the other item.
We have to do that?
I would suggest it just because it's they're two separate
so remote
items.
And I think it'd be proper.
That's proper.
We'll recess into executive session to discuss item 15A at 10:03 p.m.